RX 93.1% TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi, yadi,
and online.
TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The best-selling books. Hilarious topics. Intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush. 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX 93.1 radio app. Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX 93.1.
Listening to The Morning Rush with Chico and Angel.
Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a Monday once again.
It's Marquis' birthday.
It is. Happy birthday, Marky.
Happy birthday, Marky. We'll have his birthday episode, I guess, soon.
Yeah, when he joins
when
us.
When he joins yeah. us, yeah.
But I think he's enjoying himself in the beach.
I know.
And so, yeah, happy birthday to our very own Marky Strode.
K&K.
And, yeah. So.
Make sure to say happy birthday to Marky.
Yes.
Message him on IG or whatever account.
And, okay,
and can't
so
hear a
we.
Thing.
I can't hear it. Well, I can hear you through the glass. Oh, there you go. There, there, there. Wait, I just gotta like. I.
Is it your hole again?
Wala. Nagkaroon sa sandali.
Oh no.
Okay. Anyway, we've got our top 10 for you. Courtesy of Kyle Yanis. Thank you, Kyle. We've got the top 10. This will be interesting. Hashtag friends with benefits 101.
Oh, like a tutorial.
Like a yeah, exactly. You know what's funny? Because I don't think we all share the same like definition for this.
Uh-huh.
Kanya-kanya to eh. Kaya labo-labo. So
true.
This will be interesting what you guys think of, you know, friends with benefits. So, here we go. Let's try to
jam keep trying.
I'm trying. I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. Let's give you some examples. Friends with benefits 101. No calling or texting the next day. No, I think it's this one. It's on my end. Yes. So if I just hold like, on. You know what I need to do? Like pull it out and then like jam it in real fast and then pull it out slowly.
Oh man. Oh, now I just have one.
Okay,
ear.
There. I have two ears.
I don't.
Okay.
So. Okay. There. There.
There. Don't
yes.
touch it. Don't
oh my God, I can it. Hear you.
Don't touch it. Okay, so let's give you another example. Friends with Benefits 101. Walang selosan, pag naka-relationship na yung isa, dapat friends pa rin, nawala lang yung benefits.
Well, that's how it should be.
Because if you're really friends, you know, if you stop doing that, there still should be the friendship, right?
Ideally. But that's when people realize they have feelings pala.
Eh, wag nga ganun. Kaya
hindi,
nga
pero
minsan
kasi
eh.
When you're like, I think when you're just FWB and you're both single, parang you don't even consider them for a relationship.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. Or just basically parang leveling up your relationship. And then the minute somebody finds someone, meaning cut off na yung inyo, that's when you start to realize, alam mo, parang pwede pala to.
Oo. Oh, oh. Diba? Para, well, classic case, diba? You don't know what you got till you lose it.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing. Friends with Benefits 101, walang rules, walang bawal, except yung magsabi ng, parang I love you, no? Oh, no. Kasi cute yan kung pareho kayong ganon, diba?
Yeah.
What if one is really like, just, you know what, I just, you know, need benefits every now and then, and rather than look for that in some like random hookup, let it be with somebody I trust, somebody I actually love, you know, have feelings for as a friend. At least it's a safe space.
True.
You know, that kind of thing. And I was able to get the results without having to, without, you know, the dangers that come with, yeah, no. Diba? At least this is a person you trust. You know, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually kind of weird I'm talking about, like I know what I'm talking about. But I've never been in this kind of situation. Ever. Not even close. Like, you know me, never with a friend. So this is going to be educational for me.
I mean, same.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not saying I've never hooked up, but never with a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be
same.
This is going to be very educational.
And yung the type of relation, like friends with benefits, is in, like, you call each other when you're feeling, you know, frisky, mm-hmm. and you just meet up so you can do that.
Yeah,
I've never had that.
Me too. Friends with benefits 101. Lalo na pag secret ha, yung tipong barkada kayo tapos to get into this kind of friends with benefits situation. Dapat walang magbabago. Dapat walang biglang special treatment. Alam mo yung, kasi barkada tayo eh. Imagine us, like a barkada. Tapos kunyari biglang friends with benefits tayo. Bigla na lang, pag kukuha ko ng tubig, ikaw kukuha kita ng tubig, tapos si Marky hindi ko kukuha ng tubig. Yung parang, what happened here?
I think problema lang yun kung alam nila na you're friends with benefits. Kung the other people in the group know. Kasi kung di naman nila alam, I don't think bibigyan nila ng malisya yung mga little things like
that. Hindi kasi parang, why? Hindi kasi for me, if I were part of the barkada, I would be like, ay, bakit siya meron? I mean, gets? Yung parang, why? It's just weird. I mean, even if I had no inkling at all, I would start having an inkling if I see that. Kasi ako, I'd be like,
well, if it happens too often.
Yung parang, bakit siya? Hindi, di ba? Kasi random lang. Kunyari ako, if I were to bring, kunyari, let's say, an RX strip, and then I buy coffee, and then I buy coffee just for one person. Na, hindi ko naman like BFF, kasi kung BFF gets, right?
Uh-huh.
Pero yung kunyari, random na barkada tayo, dapat pantay-pantay lahat, and then I bring something extra to somebody else? That's kind of weird. I'd be like,
tapos may kiss mark pa yung baso. Yung cup.
Hindi, kahit hindi ganun ka blatant. I honestly, I would be like, let me take note of that.
I think, yun nga, if it happens too often, then people will start to notice. But if you're subtle about it,
I don't
You can probably
know.
Get away with it. I know some people who are in full-on relationships that, you know,
that people are completely...
People didn't suspect.
Hindi, nga. Baka kasi they're smooth about it.
Maybe.
Ewan ko ha. Kasi parang dapat... Kasi sa akin, if you're going to do that, bring for everyone.
Mm.
Yun ang subtle. Kasi you bought something for your friends with benefits, but you brought them for everybody else. That's the safer bet, I would think.
I wouldn't like that if I were the friend with benefits.
Alam mo, yung ganyang ugali, hindi na friends with benefits.
Hindi like, kala ko naman special ako.
Tapos pag naman dinala ka ng ice cream, tatapon mo lang.
In relationship ako, naman
wala
yun.
Wala kang panalo dito sa isang ito eh. Wala kang panalo sa isang
Wait,
ito eh.
You know what? I just realized, I've never had like a friend with benefits, like I said. But I think somebody friends with benefited zone or benefit zoned me.
Oh.
Without me being aware that it was that type of situation.
Okay.
Because I thought it was something more. because I thought I was in love with a person. Okay, okay. But I guess in hindsight, the way that I was treated, now I'm thinking he was probably thinking of me
as friends,
like,
with
as a friend with benefits.
Oh.
Or, alam mo yung for him, ganun, but he was aware that it wasn't the case for me, but he just milked it for what it was worth because...
Nice choice of words.
He milked it.
Interesting choice of words.
For as long as he could.
Yeah.
Because I was young and naive. You know?
Okay.
So, yeah.
And another example. Friends with Benefits 101. Hindi kasama sa benefits yung pangungutang.
Oh, no.
Parang gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parang napunta sa ibang lane yung relationship.
Oo nga eh. Tsaka uh-oh, parang like, you kind of do that with the person you're in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Pero pag yung alam mo yung parang, oh, total, pinakikinabangan na rin natin yung isa't isa sa ganito. Pautang na rin.
But what if you're really friends talaga?
Kasi for me, it gets tricky because I would probably do that for you because you're my friend.
Mm.
But because there's also something, parang kakakulay tuloy yung gets, yung parang...
But it just gets more complicated.
It just gets more complicated.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I'm thinking, is the reason we're having benefits is because kailangan mo ng pera din? Or,
right.
You know what I mean?
You feel like you owe me,
it's
so...
It's like, now it feels like I'm being used.
Yeah.
Like, lalo na kunyari, yung usual ano is, I'm the one who kind of like... gets in touch with them for the benefits part. Tapos biglang utangan ka. And I'm like, wait, is this like payment?
Mahahaluan ng kulay.
Oo.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know. I don't know. But there you go. That's what we're doing today. And again, it's going to be weird because each person will probably have a different set of rules. That's what's going to make it interesting.
Mm.
I mean, there's no one set rules
exactly
for friends with benefits because it's not exactly a common occurrence. Not everyone has experienced. Like we were saying, we've never experienced it. Tayong dalawa.
Yeah.
So if you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Educate us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Friends with Benefits in all your tweets.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1, it's time for tea over coffee. Johnny Depp is busy preparing for his court battle against ex-wife Amber Heard, which will soon be coming to a small screen near you.
What?
Yes,
what?
A judge has ruled that one pool camera will be permitted in the courtroom so that proceedings can be partially broadcast as the actor wages a $50 million libel lawsuit against Heard over a newspaper article in which she described being a victim of domestic abuse. It's all going to be air.
That is bizarre.
Oh my God. How do you feel about that? It's just going to get uglier and uglier. I just feel like...
I don't know. Lalo na pag ganito na hindi naman siya like... Kasi I kind of get it kung kunyari medyo like, you know, like... yung crime is against society or something. Pero
but,
pag domestic dispute, parang, I don't know, kind of give them the privacy.
At the same time though, I kind of, I like this for Johnny Depp as the one who got accused of doing all that, diba, by Amber Heard. And, you know, a lot of people were so quick to just cancel him.
Yeah. He lost
his... worst of him. He lost...
his role in Fantastic Beasts, among others.
So, alam mo yung parang, let's see who's really telling the truth here.
Sa bagay.
Diba? I mean, a $50 million libel lawsuit, that's no joke. I think at this point, if I were Johnny Depp and I didn't do anything... or I didn't do what she's accusing me of, I would want to expose her.
You would welcome
Because she kind of, she kind of threw me under the bus, you know? Yung parang, you threw me to the wolves. So, okay, now let's do this in front of everybody.
But
so
at
they
the same
really
time,
see who the real villain is.
But at the same time, pwede rin, like, kunyari may dirty tactics on both sides.
lalo siyang madi-end.
They will hear about it. Everyone will hear about it. I'm sure may mga ano pa yan, mga pasabog pa yan na parang, oh, not only did he or she do that, they also did this. You know, and ang mangyayari, you put yourself na rin, well, you put yourself out there. Like for the, you know, the whole, the court of public opinion.
No, but I think kasi nga, if you were the accused, quote unquote,
that is
like,
true
if, like if I were Johnny Depp, parang, anyway, I've already been put through the ringer because of this case. I might as well do the same thing to her.
Kumbaga sabog kung sabog. Let's just go for it. I just feel like it's going to get really ugly. Mamaya ko ano pang details yung lumabas na. Well, allegations.
Already naman, madami nang lumabas eh.
And here's the thing. Minsan mahirap yan eh. Kasi kunyari, out of the five, kunyari tayo, nag-divorce battle tayo. Out of the five things that you leveled against me, dalawa, totoo, tatlo, hindi. Yung, alam mo yung, so, binabattle mo yung tatlo, eh, biglang may lumabas na dalawa na totoo. Gets?
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun, yung parang like, oh, crap. How do I say, wait. O sige, itong dalawang embarrassing, totoo to. Pero yung tatlo, hindi. Pero alam mo yun,
yung
may lumabas na totoo that you'd rather people didn't know.
It's, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, parang, oh crap, ito lang yung dinidispute ko, pero naglabas siya ng, like, maybe a kink? I don't know, like a dirty secret? It's going to be so ugly. It's going to be so cringy for a lot of people.
Yeah. But at least, medyo even playing field.
Well, totoo rin naman.
Because, like, now, y'all be the judge. You can watch both of us in action. You can hear both our arguments.
Oh, this will be such a train wreck.
I know.
This will be such a train wreck. And pagpepiestahan talaga.
Super!
By the, like, oh, everyone will just have a field day, mga marites, diba?
Yeah. But in other news, I mean, everybody was talking about it over the weekend. Actor Kit Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, the PNP filed a complaint against him for allegedly beating and detaining his girlfriend.
Yikes.
Actress Anna Halandoni.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That was...
I mean, wild. I've seen photos. It's just... It's so... It just took me back to Chris Brown and Rihanna.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That whole feeling of... Mm-hmm. Just... Sadness and...
A whole lot of yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, are there updates? Because, you know, the last that I saw was...
Well,
you know,
the girlfriend broke her silence on the incident. She shared a photo of her face, her battered face, on social media. You haven't seen it?
I have not
seen
it. Yeah. I only saw the initial reports when it first
go to her Instagram now.
Okay.
Yeah, and well, she did not mention any names. A lot of people felt that she was talking about her boyfriend in the caption when she posted, quote, "When you love someone, you will never ever harm them. Minahal mo ba talaga?"
Oh.
This is me saying you all should be careful out there. I mean.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Yeah.
Right?
But and she did say, "I will release a statement."
It's so disturbing. Gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yikes. Okay. So yeah, this is going to be messy.
This is
like,
bad.
This is going to be really
messy.
Oh,
very bad. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very messy.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, that's the tea. Daming tea.
I know, right? For the
over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
Yeah, so let us know. Daming tea. Trash. Outside.
Confetti.
Not gonna lie. Anyway, yeah. That's the tea. So let us know what you guys think at RX931. Feel free to tweet or text 0961-1367-931.
Summer's hottest. Monster RX93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking Kyle Llanes for the topic. Friends with Benefits 101. So here we go. Let's check out some of your entries, starting out at number 10. Avi CJ. Pwede ang care, pwede mm-hmm. ang concern, mm-hmm. pwede ang fondness, basta wag lang all-out love.
How do you even control it though?
Kasi diba, like it's kind of weird because you kind of like, you are stepping over some lines. Kasi
yeah.
obviously if you care for somebody, how is that really... I mean, take out love na romantic. I mean, like, gets.
Yeah.
Like, I want to make sure you're okay. Isn't that sort of kind of love?
I know,
already?
Right?
It's kind of weird.
I guess just maybe not in love.
Yeah. But even that is kind of weird. I mean,
or it's, just don't say it.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe. Or, kunyari, you don't see each other. You miss them. That's a very romantic thing to say, that you miss somebody.
I don't think you're supposed to say I miss you unless you're planning to set something up.
And then, like, I miss you. I want to see each other for, you know, the benefits.
Oh, yun. Pwede yun. Right?
Oh, it's so complicated.
I mean, I would like to think that if I were in that situation, there has to be an element of flirting. It can't just be like a transactional hey, and then, you know, like,
and you can't just say like I miss and you can't say I miss it. You have to say I miss you.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I mean, I wouldn't know how to control myself.
Yeah,
I'm the type who would, like, if I want to see you because I miss you, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Ang hirap noon.
I'm not built for this.
Damn.
I'm the kind who would probably say I love you and start packing my clothes after the first benefit. And like, when do I move in?
Call the cops! Alam mo yung kailangan kang ipa-bit-bit palabas so you would leave.
Like it's really like, I'm just built differently.
We know that.
I really, like, you know, Baby Whale was, you know, out of town over the weekend. Ano lang naman, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm. My God.
You were miserable, weren't you?
No idea. Like, I cannot.
Siguro ano, si Baby Whale pagbulk niya, ha? Look at you.
As in Michael Bolton who?
Bakit
tell me how my...
Talaga ba? Did you? Oh my God.
It was so difficult.
Well, because like, you had a lot of stuff to do.
Well, yeah, that too. I mean, it's part of it. And also, like, alam mo yung nagbi-bleed into each other kasi. Like, I have so many... I was telling Hazel. I was like, alam mo, pag alis ni Baby Will, doon ko na-realize na, putyan, dami namin hayop. Mga hayop! Like, alam mo yung... Parang ako nasa farm yung... Papakainin ko yung mga baboy, papakainin ko yung mga kabayo, hihimasin ko yung mga baka, papakainin ko yung mga manok, kukunin ko yung mga itlog. Mga parang like, ano to, farm?
Tsaka ano, magkaiba pa ng headquarters.
Iba pa ng headquarters. Like, it was such like, I swear, like, damang-dama ko yung absence niya.
Kaya and you were saying more than all the stuff that you had to do, like to physically do. It was like also emotionally exhausting.
Yes. Because part of it is not just like putting food, right? Like you'll bond with them. Tapos si Igor yung ihagiwag ko pa. Kasi like literally papatong siya on my chest. Mm-hmm. I have to lie down. Minsan nga natutulog ako. Bigla na lang, alam mo yung biglang mayroong tumutulak-tulak sa akin. Na parang like, hoy, humiga ka ng maayos, hindi ako makahiga sa'yo. Kasi hihiga siya sa chest ko.
Oh, okay.
And, then, like, and sleep there. Like, alam mo yun, I can't even do my thing because...
Oh my God.
Igor
Clingy.
Needs to do his huggy-wug.
Eh, kanina like, pa nagmana. But I mean, yeah, that must be so tiring.
It really is. Like, it's just the whole... And tapos plus, yun nga, even the whole like, missing somebody is also tiring.
Pero hindi ba parang because you had to do all that stuff, medyo nabawasan na yung longing. Hindi naman nabawasan yung longing, but nabawasan yung time mo pining over Baby Will. At well, dahil, alam mo yun, busy ka eh.
Hindi
so,
rin. Kasi syempre, pag ang dami-dami mong ginago, alam mo yung tipo nagsuscoop ka ng pupo ng pusa. Parang, dapat nandito ka. Dapat may katulong ako dito.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The princess had to live the life of a pauper over the weekend.
Hindi kasi ano, like, yun nga, like, ano naman kasi, di ba, like, it's a life for two.
Yeah.
Like,
ito naman sa dami nun, di ba?
Honestly, I don't think I would have this many animals under my care.
I mean,
if I were by myself, I mean, like, obviously, hindi ko rin kakayanin, di ba?
Wait, so five dogs... Three cats in the condo. And how many cats in the house?
Yeah.
Five dogs and five cats.
Mm-hmm. Lucky 13. 13. Lucky 13.
Can you name all of them?
Oh, hello.
Now. Give me.
Dogs muna.
Tuloy.
So, Cairo, Hiroshi, Siam, Sinai, Church.
Okay.
Bahay, Igor, Isis, Aras.
Okay.
Tapos, I mean, condo. And then Bahay, Wusi, Belize, Lucia, Kingston, and Perth.
Wow! Very good!
Very good!
Okay! Good job!
Yeah, oo naman. Diyos ko, araw-araw ko sa
hindi kasi nakakatawa. May video si LVP trying to name all her animals.
Yeah.
She's like, hold on, let me do that again. Kasi nga, ganyan, yung sa dami ng animals. The pink dog, blah, 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 blah.
There's Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Donner and Comet and Cupid,
I mean,
and Blitzen.
Ang dami yan dogs. May swans pa siya. Tapos may ponies. Alam mo, parang...
Oh, mahirap din naman. Pero like in our case, hindi man ganun karami. So it's just 13 names. And
very
we always
good.
Say their names all the time.
Yeah.
We literally like, oh, si ano, si Belize. Belize! Bilisan mo! Belize, maubusan ka na!
Ganda.
Oo, ganun yung mga names.
Ang social ng names na mga na, ano ah. Diba pusakal si Wusi?
Mm.
Tapos yung pusakal kids niya, biglang naging ano,
si
Wusi alta.
Lang ang, ano, si Wusi lang ang...
Na-upi sa name.
Kaya lang hindi na namin mapalitan. Kasi that's kasi the, ano na
she responds to Wusi na.
Wusi na talaga And,
okay na cute naman
ano lang kasi, like, minsan biglang, like, sa vet, because we had her spayed. Nung tinext ako na parang, total bill for Wuzzy. W-U-Z-Z-Y.
Wuzzy.
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 Pussy Wuzzy. Wuzzy Wuzzy. Tsaka hindi talaga naman ma-explain. Bakit Wuzzy?
Oo nga.
Nakakaya explain na Pussy Wuzzy. Ay, nako. And, I'm not in the mood. Friends with Benefits 101. Dapat kami ang beneficiary niya sa mga insurance. Grabe naman, pinatay niyo na kaagad yung kaibigan.
Wait lang. Wait lang.
Ano naman beneficiary agad?
Oo nga. At saka, hello, friends with Benefits. Okay, kasi ngayon yung benefits.
Yun na nga yung benefits niya. Number 8 from Puchoy Choy. Bawal mag-ingay pag sa bahay ginawa yung benefit. Ang paalam ko sa parents ko, may school project lang tayo kailangan tapusin. Kaya huwag ka maingay.
Sa bahay, you know, I've never done anything like that.
Yeah, I cannot.
That's just awkward. It never even dawned on me when I was still living at home to do anything like that.
Parang gets ko pa if you have like a super big house. Gets? Alam mo, like literally.
You may wing A, wing B.
Oo, yung may sariling mundo ka na pag nandun ka na sa malayo. Pero I can imagine like a regular sized house. No. No. Like literally your like parents are just like, I don't know, a couple of feet away, just separated by a wall or two.
Yeah.
No.
Honestly,
it's awkward.
I never experienced like sleeping over a boyfriend with benefits. I've never experienced like sleeping over a boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
Na tipong kasama niya yung parents niya sa bahay.
Oh,
never.
Lord,
but
so
I
awkward.
Do know some friends who had no problem doing that. And the parents were cool about it. Like they were, I mean, parang it just became like a thing, you know.
No, I mean, I know the sleepover part. But, alam mo yun, parang...
Obviously, if you're gonna sleep over, you're probably doing stuff, right?
No. Ako the worst that I've ever experienced. Ever. was we were in the U.S.
Okay.
And we drove to a friend's, well, basta, not my friend, somebody's friend's wedding.
Okay.
So, it was in another state.
Medyo malayo.
Okay, it was in another state. And parang, because it was a small scale wedding lang. Hindi siya yung parang bonggang wedding. Like just friends. Imagine mo, magbabarkada lang sila.
Okay.
Everyone slept in the same house.
Uh-huh.
So like literally, like most of the magbabarkada nasa sala, doon natutulog, naka-sleeping bag, me included. I wasn't part of this group. And yung bagong kasal, na sila yung nasa room. Oh my gosh, they started going at it.
You could hear?
Like everybody could hear. Tapos alam mo yung, alam ko na gising na lahat. Kasi like the girl was screaming. But everyone was just pretending to be asleep because it was so awkward. Because part of the, like the people sleeping in the big sala, kasi malaki naman yung sala, were like the sisters, the brothers,
screaming.
The cousins.
No, 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 no. Can you please like, try to...
No!
Try to...
No!
Sige na, try to copy yeah. lang. I want to know what it sounded like.
No!
Wait, when you say screaming, as in like... Like, you know?
Or yeah, like, yeah, like obviously, hindi naman scream like, ah! Hindi naman ganon.
No, like in pleasure?
Like in pleasure, yeah. Like think certain websites level.
No.
Yes.
Why tapos, would...
And you know the most awkward part? Obviously, that actual oh while God, it was happening was so awkward, right? But what made it even more awkward was like the next day as if nothing happened. You know, oh, how was your sleep? And we were like, oh my God.
No!
And like eating breakfast together and like bacon and eggs. And we're like, oh, get me out of here.
You know, if that were my friend, nako, sinabi ko na... I would have told her. Nobody
and it was,
told her.
And it was I don't know. Because I'm a guest of a guest.
Right. So, hindi ka naman close sa kanila.
Not at all. Like, I don't know most of them. So, for me, it was so awkward. Because we were, for all intents and purposes, strangers. The only reason I'm there is because, you know, I had no choice.
Yeah.
But it was so
oh
awkward.
Oh my God. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Number 7 from Stanley Garcia, Friends with Benefits 101. Bawal mag-post ng pic nating dalawa during ganap. Unless group pic. That's the only picture we will post. Like, pag marami tayo. Other than that, pag dalawa lang, nope. People could
hello.
Put two and two together.
Bakit ka ba naman magpo-post? Lalo na yung mga incriminating photos. Yung
yeah.
in bed.
Yeah.
Di ba may...
Hindi, kahit kunyari hindi in bed. Kunyari dinner. Nag-dinner like kayo kasi nga may ganap kayo after.
Yeah.
Pero dinner lang. Like, on paper, there's nothing wrong with two friends
but
posting
like,
a photo. Pero kung kasi nga may nangyayari, don't invite
questions.
Inquiry.
Oo.
Kasi
totoo.
Magkakaroon na ng, alam mo, inquiring minds
yeah. and
want
your,
to know.
Your other friends would be like, why didn't you invite us?
Yeah.
Why did you?
And why were you together?
Why were you guys having dinner?
Oo.
Yeah, exactly.
Diba? Wala na eh. Magsisimula na yan.
Ayun na.
Number 6 from Nero. Walang tanungan ng sino yung kachat mo? Ay, no.
Walang selosa.
No. Dapat wala kang pake kung sino yung tinetext.
But wouldn't you want to know if your friend with benefits has other friends with benefits?
Kasi parang, okay, this is not my opinion. This is more like devil's advocate. Why would you need to know?
Just so you know, if like, they're being safe. Alam mo yun, just to, para lang sure. You know what I mean?
Well, true.
I would like to know if I were in that position.
Eh, hindi ka nga rin built for that, eh.
That's true.
So, I'm thinking, guess. Yeah, obviously, I would want to know. Pero, I'm thinking if that's your main thing, why would you care?
I mean, I would like to know, but it doesn't necessarily mean that
you're
would,
jealous.
It would make me feel a certain
right,
way
right.
or that I would ask you not to do it. Like, we're friends, right? So, shouldn't we be open about that stuff?
Sabagay.
With each other.
Sabagay. Number 5 from the Super Malas Guy. We will leave the gym's shower room na parang walang nangyari.
I'm sure ang daming ko nang nakasabay before sa gym on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun. Napapansin ko minsan extra glowy pero, 'di ba?
Tsaka mga tipong, oh sige bro, ano, next week ulit. All right.
Parang ikaw ayoko na lang mag-talk. Bahala na kayo.
Number 4 from Queen of Deadma. Friends with Benefits 101. First name basis ang tawagan. Walang pet names.
Ay, for sure.
Yeah, like, you know, call me by my name. Call me by your name. Naku, ayoko na lang mag-talk. Number 3 from Archer Aguilar. I can pretend to be your date to make your ex jealous. Operative word, pretend. Just make sure you don't pull any rom-com shiz na magkaka-inlovean bigla tayo.
I was just gonna say, this isn't a rom-com.
Yeah.
We're not gonna fall in love after this.
I mean, I can do that. Like, if you want me to do that, I can be like your girlfriend for the day. Sure. But know that that's all the benefits.
I'm just
you can
doing
get.
You a solid. Yeah. But, like, it doesn't go past this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And number 2 from Juice Blank. Friends with Benefits 101. Walang date tayo kasi malungkot ako. Tutubuan ka ng feelings kapag nasanay kang kasama ako pag malungkot ka.
Oo. Kasi parang, ano lang difference nun sa dating? Diba?
Yeah.
Kasi, if you're just sad and you just want company, it means nothing will happen, right?
That's true.
Walang ganap.
Well, natatawa lang ako dun sa word na tutubuan. Parang bony. Alam mo, tutubuan ka ng feelings.
Bukol or...
I don't know, it's weird. When you talk about feelings, that's something na tumutubo.
Tumutubo. Parang diba? Nagiging parang, ano, outer ano siya.
I mean, I get it. Like, it grows, right? Love grows. But like, wala lang.
Tatamaan.
Tutubuan ka ng
diba?
Feelings.
Diba? Is more parang apt.
And the top, Friends with Benefits 101, comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
walang hingian at hanapan ng closure kapag gusto nang itigil ng isa yung setup. It's like, okay, if one is done, it's done. Why does there have to be closure? Why does there... Especially if wala
okay.
namang official na, will you be my friends with benefits?
But don't ghost them also. Like,
I
just
guess,
say no.
Oh,
or you can say no, or you can just say, you know what, this isn't working for me anymore.
And I'm done.
But yeah, but at least have the decency
yeah.
to say that.
Pero kesa siguro,
naman yung wala at all, like you're just gonna stop replying.
But it shouldn't feel like a breakup gets.
Oh yeah.
Yung
uh-uh.
mag-uusap pa kayo about it. You have to tell them pa what your reasons are. Siguro, ang parang ano nila is more like, I'm out.
I don't owe you anything.
Yeah, I'm out. Like, yeah. Okay, this, whatever this is, it's done. Yung wala nang mga closure.
Huwag na tayo magdrama.
Huwag na magdrama.
Wala naman feelings nga dapat.
Huwag na tayo magdrama kasi dapat wala naman tayong nadama.
Ay. Kasi so, ang usapang kama.
Ay. Ano daw? Who is this person I'm talking to?
Friends with Benefits! Hindi, pero diba, gets mo?
Okay.
Dahil ang ating relasyon, umikot lang sa kama.
Okay.
No. But alam mo yung gets ko na hindi siya dapat parang breakup. Pero parang there should still be the courtesy to
basically say,
okay, I'm done. Wag naman nga yung i-ghost mo na.
Wag naman ghost. Pero dapat tama na yung I'm done. It's over.
Although I would appreciate it if you could, you know, say, hey, you know what? I've started seeing someone, so I don't think our setup will work anymore. That's better.
Yeah, I think that's
wag
still,
naman parang
still good.
I'm done. Parang kasi pag ganun, it's just parang even the friend part becomes kind of questionable.
Did you ever think
of me as a friend even kung ganyan ka lang na
and I am still human?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diba?
It's a bagay.
I would expect a little more.
That's true though. Siguro wag ano lang yung no. I mean like siguro we took it just a little too far. Pero alam mo yung obviously you'll talk naman. You'll talk. Pero
right.
alam mo yung wala nang masyadong drama.
Uh-uh.
Yung wag na lang masyadong drawn out na may...
Tsaka wala nang negotiation.
Tsaka yung meron pang mga getting over you kind of...
Oo.
Siguro wala nang ganon, di ba? Just, you know, give them your... I think you still owe them an explanation. But yeah, a short and simple one.
Yes.
Na yun, parang sinabi mo, ni, parang, oh, you know what? I met someone yeah, and, you know, as a courtesy to them, maybe we shouldn't be doing this anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really enjoyed it. But, you know, hope you understand. Diba? I think that's still a very
fine,
concise,
yeah,
polite, respectful way of, you know, dealing with somebody you had an informal relationship with.
Kasi you want to find that balance na hindi nila ma-feel na parang masyado mo naman silang binali, wala sinet aside lang na ganun. And ayaw mo rin naman isipin nila na parang, ah, sumero naman to na ma-hurt ako. Diba? You don't wanna,
true.
You don't wanna be too detailed and too parang, I'm so sorry. Ayaw mo naman ng ganun.
Oo.
Diba?
Parang you were just a blanket on a cold night. Diba? Ayaw ganun ka lang.
Kurt, ikaw, kung magkaka-blanket ka, meron ka bang certain people in mind?
No, I just need the warmth, diba? So, if I were to have a blanket, all it has to be is like thick and batak.
Thick is the way to go.
Thick.
For blankets, yeah.
You do not want anything but
definitely
thick.
Pag malakas yung aircon, no? Let me say thick.
Thick. So,
I can't. Please don't show me that again. No, I don't even want to look at you.
Nakikiliti ka ba?
Ayoko.
Diba? That's how we like them. Thick. So, the top 10 Friends with Benefits 101. You know what to do. Go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Friends with Benefits 101 in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thanking Kyle Llanes for suggesting it. Hashtag Friends with Benefits 101. Starting off at number 10, from John Snow White Wolf, ibibigay ko sa'yo lahat ng gusto mo. Wag lang puso ko.
Mm.
Parang ano to, ah? Friends with Benefits and Sugar Daddy with Benefits.
Lahat eh.
Kasi
oh,
lahat.
Lahat.
Like, I can give you anything. Not my heart. Not my love.
Ako, okay lang.
Parang,
parang sounds like a good deal to me.
Mm-mm.
I mean, di ko rin naman yata kayang ibigay yung puso ko. So, diba?
Kasi nga, diba? Ano na siya? B-A-T-O. Diba? So, hindi ba rin naman mabibi? Ah, anhin niya yun.
Darna! Darna, you're...
Oo. Number 9 from Rudes Antonio. We can play as much as we want. Walang basta walang body shaming. Walang dagdag benefits yan.
Ay, can you imagine? Tipong friends with benefits lang kayo, pero kung ano-anong comment sa'yo.
What if?
Or like, kunyari, ano, sasabihin ka na, you know, have you ever thought about getting, you know, this or that enhancement?
Enhancement? Oo nga, no? Or what if, eto, here's my question. What if they actually, parang it's their kink. They like that thing about you.
Okay.
That is like, on paper, parang not a good thing.
Okay.
Yung kunyari, you're not very tall. Parang, oh my gosh, you know, you're actually perfect because I like short people.
Mm.
Parang ganon. Yung parang like, how do you feel about it? That they're actually identifying something that you're probably very insecure about, but they like it because it's their thing.
I don't know.
Diba? Parang it's kind of, parang ang hirap niyang i-process.
I guess it's fine for some people. Unless they really hate that thing about themselves and they don't want it to be
highlighted.
Glorified.
Yeah.
Pero kasi parang if it's a kink, I would imagine that they would want to do certain things that they can only do because of that feature.
Yeah.
Like for example, let's say you're short. Gusto niya tipong binibit-bit-bit.
Binapatubato.
Diba? What if di yun yung gusto mo, di ba? You don't wanna experience that.
Kasi parang nagiging plaything ka eh.
Yeah,
and,
di ba?
And you become, well, let's face it, it's a weird, in a weird way, it still is being objectified.
It is objectification. What if, ano, yun yung gusto mo naman. I guess it only works if that's also your kink.
I guess ang inisip ko lang kasi, what if, yun nga, you're very insecure about it, but then you meet somebody who actually looks for that trait.
And then parang...
Is it a good thing for you? Or do you feel like lalong na-call attention to that quote-unquote flaw that you consider a flaw?
It depends on how you see it yourself. I think.
That's true.
Right. If you're in denial about it, you don't like think about it, you don't want it to be
yun,
the
diba?
Feature that people
yung kunyari you're,
see you for.
Kunyari you're on the dark side, diba? You've always been very, very parang conscious about it, but you never really considered yourself like
right.
extra dark, and uh-huh. then you meet somebody, it's like, oh my gosh, I love dark women, and you're like, excuse me?
Pwedeng ganun.
Diba? Parang pwede. Suddenly uh-huh. you're like, pero yun nga eh, it really all... depends on how you look at it, because what some people consider a flaw, a lot of consider people their ace up their sleeve.
True.
So depende rin yan sa the way you perceive yourself.
The way you perceive yourself, the way you want people to look at you, and all of that.
Yeah.
Madaming factors.
Madaming
at
play factors. Into it Number 8, coming from Emo Fats. Pwede kayo magpanggap na kayo kapag nakaharap yung lolo niya na ang tanging hiling, makapag-asawa si friend bago siya yumao. Again, it's like that kind of friends with benefits. Not necessarily your... nothing's going on between the two of you, but it's more like, very rom-com, pretend to be my jowa for the sake of my love.
Well, it works if... sa outside world, at least visually, na pwede. Kasi merong friends with benefits na you would never... imagine in a million years that they're, well, banging. Ano? Like,
the door? Kasi gusto mo yung polite. Yung kahit mag-away tayo, don't bang the door. Kasi, di ba, isara mo nang maayos. And it's a pet peeve of mine, di ba? So, kasi when you bang the door, parang ano ka eh, parang galit.
Or pag naglaro kayo, bang, bang! Mm-hmm. Pero hindi. Meron kasing, merong couples that, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't be able to wrap your head around it pag nalaman mo na...
Because hindi sila bagay? Or?
Yung sobrang layo lang.
Oh.
For example.
Dapat believable.
Minsan yung friends with benefits, parang... it's like the equivalent of... I'm using it like a la Sex and the City. Parang ugly sex.
Okay.
Yung parang... you enjoy it, but like you would never want to date that person because in your eyes they're not attractive and you feel like parang nakakahiya to be seen with them.
Okay. Could be
something like that, right? Well, mahirap yon. Obviously, hindi mo siya pwedeng gamitan to pretend to be your girlfriend or your boyfriend. So, dapat yung ano pa din. Yun nga, yung parang may potential.
Pero nowadays kasi... parang wala nang... I mean, of course, there will be people who would say like, oh my gosh, parang super hindi sila bagay. Pero nowadays...
open na yung...
Parang there's no really such thing as...
I guess...
kasi parang ang dami na hindi mo na rin masasabi. Minsan isipin mo, kunyari, there's this really hot girl or this hot guy. You would think that they would automatically fall in love with somebody who kind of looks like them. But then they go super against type.
It depends how shallow surprised. They are.
That too. Sa totoo lang. Hindi kasi minsan naman you, even if you are shallow and it's all about the good looks, pero give you a couple of like false alarms because you went for people who were good looking, tapos kunyari, it just did not float your boat.
Mm.
Yun, minsan, out of experience, you start going for not just the good looks.
Yeah.
You start looking for something more substantial. Siguro mapasok ka a couple of times. Alam mo yung people like, ay, ang hot nito, dito na ako. Mm. Tapos biglang, you know, one more than you really care for. Alam mo yung matatauhan ka na, wait a minute, maybe I'm choosing it wrong.
So I guess ikaw never ka napasok kasi puro hot pa rin yung gusto mo.
Ito nga, kita mo, ang dami kong marka.
Pero parang walang kadala-dala kasi go lang ng go eh.
O hindi, pero alam mo yun, yung sa totoo lang, like, kasi like pag kunyari, hanapin mo pa rin talaga yung kasundo mo.
Get, of course.
Like, it can't just be the good looks.
I agree.
You'll never last.
But, you know, let's use Baby Whale for example. Mm. If Baby Whale were to look completely different, like, think of the most, like, physically unattractive person to you na you would never even consider. Ibigay mo yung mukha niya kay Baby Whale. But like, all of Baby Whale's traits would still be there. G?
May marami naman akong kilalang mga doktor. Pwede namang, pwede namang, alam mo na. Tapos yung itsura ni Baby Whale ngayon, may picture ko. Gawin yung ganito. Gawin yung ganito, ha? Ganitong ganito. Oo, tapos,
oh my God! may budget naman.
May budget
naman. Pwede
na.
Oo.
Tsaka na yung ano, tsaka na yung rest house.
Ito muna, priorities.
Unahin natin to.
Ayusin muna natin.
Oh
my God.
Pwede, pwede.
Shallow?
No.
Not at all. Not.
What's important is what's inside. Inner beauty. And number 7 from Hey Tina and Camilo. Friends with Benefits 101, utang na loob. No spooning.
Oh God.
It's just too romantic.
Yeah, it's
even, just too sweet.
Actually, even in a couple, I mean, even in a relationship, I'm a little on the fence with spooning.
Oh, really? It's so nice.
Well, obviously, you would say that. That's your... You're into that
forte.
Stuffy. Oh, sobrang rom-com main character energy ka kaya. Ikaw pa yung ayaw manood ng rom-com. Which is weird because I like rom-coms. And yet, I find a lot of the stuff in real life not very appealing.
Well, yeah. Ano, lakas ba ng Katherine Heigl energy ko?
Katherine Hepburn. Parang yun yung masaya.
Okay lang ako. 4 Oscars? G. G.
Hindi.
And ano ha, one of the first Hollywood women to wear pants. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, she was one of, like, major ha, like, major actress to wear pants in a mainstream movie. Katherine Hepburn was one of the first.
I actually don't know a lot of... I don't think I've seen a movie.
Pinauso niya yun. Like, this. Remember, this was a time when all the girls, like, wore dresses and, you know, flowy dresses and gowns. Biglang, here comes Katherine Hepburn wearing pants.
Oh, wow.
Unthinkable at the time.
Sino yung rom-com, ano ngayon? Yung Katherine Heigl of today? Now
of
that
today?
We're at it. Who's raking in the big bucks when it comes
for
to
for a time rom-com. Kasi it was, pero hindi na rin. Pero for a time, it was Fault in Our Stars? What's your name?
Shailene
Woodley. For a time. Pero parang nag-iba rin siya ng trajectory.
Tsaka hindi rin masyado, more on drama siya eh.
Hailee Steinfeld?
No. I don't think she's ever had a movie as the lead.
Na rom-com?
Diba? Sino? Sino na nga ba yung ngayon na rom-com? Is it... It's not even Lily Collins.
I think it's still J-Lo.
Marry me. Sa pa din.
Di ba parang, siya, parang lahat nag-move on na. Siya nasa rom-com pa rin. Parang si J-Lo pa rin.
Ay, you know, TBH, naisip ko si diba? J-Lo, but I just didn't want to say it because in my head, wala pang iba.
Baka siya.
Wala pa bang nagsistep up na rom-com, ano? Character. Can you let us know if anyone comes to mind? Kasi I can't think of, honestly.
And if ever, puro new ones. Yun, yung mga lumalabas sa mga Kissing Game,
si Joey King.
To All
King.
The Boys I've Loved Before. Yung mga ganun. Yung more of that.
Pero yung kanila kasi parang more of a one-off, diba? Than a string of movies a la Drew Barrymore,
yun eh.
A la Katherine Heigl.
Yeah, yeah. yung
sina
talagang yung typecast.
Talagang may stretch na...
Yung medyo typecast talaga.
Oo, oh, oh, eh. Tapos parang sunod-sunod, di ba?
And more of, ano, more of like... Like the Netflix
yeah.
brand of
hindi
rom-com.
Yung like, ano eh, yung movie-movie talaga
not
na.
Not movie-movie.
Released.
Yeah.
Wala, parang
at saka
wala
very,
na.
Ano, very YA. Very
yes,
young
yeah. Oh, there's an opening there, diba? I wonder who's gonna take that crown.
Okay, fine. Even if I wanted to do that.
If nobody's gonna do it, I mean...
I mean, let's... fine. I wanted heavy drama sa ano. Pero, sige, kung wala talaga...
Pwede na.
Pwede na.
Sige.
Pwede. First, parang ano, gawin nating parang love triangle.
Sige. Sino?
Ako, tapos... Mark Ruffalo, tapos Owen Wilson.
How dare you? Ninako mo pa si Mark Ruffalo. Dinamay mo pa sa kalokohan.
Ah, sige, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd and Owen Wilson.
And Owen Wilson.
Tapos ikaw.
Para very, ano.
Sino
very,
yung ano?
Very Meg Ryan.
Sino yung third party?
Hindi, tatlo na nga kami.
Hindi, eh, pero parang...
Dapat may isa pa.
Ah, hindi. Yung rom-com na lang, throuple. How about that? For a change.
Oh.
Diba? Parang pwede.
Pwede.
Pwede, pwede. Ganun na lang. Ganun na lang yung movie mo. Para exciting.
Tapos, anong title? Sandwich.
Tapos may ano, may sequel. Ganun din.
Oo.
Ano na yung sequel? Sandwich 2, ganun. Sandwich 3.
Double Decker.
Ay! Whoa! Exciting! I'll watch. Invite me to the premiere, please.
Pun unintended.
Better yet, invite me to the shoot.
Pun unintended.
I will be watching. Pero alam mo, yun nga, may vacancy, I think, at the moment. It's there for the taking. Ang tanong lang, sino?
Oo nga eh.
Which actress
saka
role?
Kasi I'm parang nowadays, if you're not like from the teen market,
yeah.
Parang hindi uso na yung rom-com.
Yung adult rom-com. Oo nga.
No, when you think about it, yung parang they left it for the kids to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Parang if
for
you're going
teens.
To, like parang everyone wants to sink their teeth into something heftier.
Oh, you know what?
Something meatier.
Maybe someone from Euphoria can be like the next rom-com queen.
Pwede.
That will be super exciting kasi
pwede.
Parang ang dark-dark ng Euphoria tapos bigla mo siyang gawing rom-com.
Because you know what? TBH, Zendaya can do it.
I think so.
Kasi like, I mean, what she's shown with Tom Holland in
Spider-Man,
the lighter scenes,
yeah.
She's pretty, you know, she's got it. That
parang
kind of,
pwede nga.
And parang a smart version of a rom-com.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't strike me as a pa-cute, ano eh. Parang feeling ko yung rom-com niya with an edge.
Totoo.
Like a smarter version of a rom-com.
Oh! Pwede
yun.
Pwede, pwede.
And number 6 from Archer Aguilar. Basta dapat yung benefits, mutual. Kasi pag one-way, parasitic relationship yun.
Oh, yeah. And like, we don't want that ever.
You know how like sometimes it's a friends with benefits sitch, pero yung isa lang yung parang like, I'll call you when I need you. You don't call me when you need me. Laging, ano, it favors one over the other
yeah,
all the time.
Parang,
that's not good.
Ano, this whole thing revolves around you.
Yeah.
Wala akong say.
Yeah.
And even if hindi friend with benefits, eh, diba? Or friends with benefits. Even if friend lang.
Yeah.
May parasitic
meron talaga.
Relationship talaga.
Meron
that exists.
Talaga.
Yung parang hindi mo minsan mapapansin agad.
Totoo yan.
But eventually, mm-hmm. you'll realize.
Sometimes
parang,
you're too heady with the whole, if I have a new friend,
yeah.
we're always having so much fun. And you don't realize that it's actually a parasitic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Number 5 from Queen of Deadma. Bawal dalhin sa family gatherings. Unless group. Kasi nga, barkada, di ba?
Yeah. Yung
parang, why would you bring just one person to your Christmas party? That's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird, but ang weird din naman nadalhin mo yung buong barkada mo to a family
I have.
Gathering. You have?
Yeah. Minsan pag yung kunyari, lalo na pag kunyari, like sometimes, let's say we'd have a like Holy Week in my sister's rest house. Ganun.
You bring
I would bring my friends. You know,
oh, that's so fun. Yeah,
so much fun.
Parang pwede, pero like I'm thinking more of like kunyari parang family reunion type. Medyo parang they would expect na isa lang yung dala mo, di ba? Usually,
or usually, pag ganon, yung kunyari meron na kasi kayong lakad or something.
Oo.
Yung parang, eh kasi we're on,
we're on the way to
we're
ganyan.
We're on the way somewhere. O di pumunta na rin kayo. Tapos yun, dadaan kayo.
Pwede. Tapos yeah.
Afterwards, alis na kami kasi may lakad pa kami.
That would be cute.
Uh-oh.
I think for me, pwede siya kasi like my parents pretty much know my barkada.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we grew up together. So, yeah.
And number 4 from the Super Malas Guy, Friends with Benefits 101, dapat walang issue in case I have multiple friends with benefits. Diba? Wala namang exclusive friending, diba?
Ayan tayo. Yan sa ayaw ng exclusivity.
Yan lang.
But then, maybe that's why you're not in a relationship, diba? Kasi if you wanted exclusivity, relationship na yun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Number 3 from Juice Blank, bawal mag-iwan ng damit at toothbrush sa bahay ng FWD.
Magbaon ka. Magbaon ka ng overnight bag.
Yeah, have a kikay kit. Kasi if you leave it here, you practically jowa already.
Yeah.
Why would you leave it here? And it's not like there's an assumption that this is going to be a regular thing. You don't like that kind of commitment. It is still a commitment, even though it is just that.
Yeah.
Parang like, would you leave your stuff here? Like, you can just come over anytime and decide to spend the night? I don't think so. Kaya mas, hindi pa naman kayo ganun ka-close.
Kaya minsan mas okay din talaga yung you go to a neutral place rather than to one person's place all the time. Yung meron kayong, maybe just, I don't know, book a hotel or something like that.
Ito ba yung mga tipong i-recline mo ng mabili sa
yung seat? Hindi, wala ako sinabing ganun. Hindi ko alam, I have no idea what you're talking about, Chico. I have never.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Wait. Somebody texted. I would like to belie your lie.
But you know what I'm saying? That's why sometimes that works. Kasi everything begins and ends there. When you leave, you're free to go. You go home. Alam mo yun, walang ganun.
The evidence is left there.
Exactly. walang makakaisip na mag-iiwan ako ng gamit. Diba? Walang
right,
ganun.
Right.
Neutral.
And number 2 from Nero. Friends with Benefits 101, walang pa-cryptic post ng nangyari about last night. Yung mga tipong mag-tweet ka na parang, that was effing amazing. Kasi syempre, people would be like, huy, ano yan ha? I mean, gets?
Yeah.
And then sometimes people can put 2 and 2 together. Like, kunyari, parang, that was amazing. Huy, ano yan ha?
Mm.
So syempre, ikaw parang secret. So, para mong inamin na there's something, right? Eh, nagkataon, yung common friend nyo, yung friend with benefit mo. Nasabi dun sa common friend na, yeah, I'm actually going to blank's place later.
Ooh, so huli.
Alam mo, pwede mo nang i-2 and 2 together, di ba? So, delix talaga yung mga ganyang cryptic tweet na you think it's so cryptic?
Yeah.
Kasi if it's cryptic, leave it cryptic. Like, don't answer, don't engage, don't answer questions and follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Kasi before you know it, you're leaving more clues than you should.
I agree. Just don't tweet altogether. Just skip that whole thing.
Just skip it. Tsaka yun nga, kung magki-cryptic tweet ka, make sure it stays cryptic.
Or why tweet when you can just send a group message to your friends?
Yep.
That was the best night ever.
Diba? Hindi, unless nga.
Unless kasama siya sa circle na yun. No? Sa ibang circle of friends.
And the top, Friends with Benefits 101, comes from Coco Hernandez.
Coco Hernandez says,
no need to complicate things. It's just a case of you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Alam mo,
and
kati-kati
keep it clean.
Kati-kati na ng likod ko.
Likod mo.
Sobra. Kailangan ko ng, back scratcher.
Gusto mo tawag tayo ng kasi parang you're looking in my way.
Parang
I don't know if I can scratch that itch.
Kaya naman. naman, kaya naman. Kaya,
are you sure?
Actually, ikaw dapat yung tanungin, kaya ba? Parang hindi, no?
Parang ano.
Sige,
eh,
oo. Hindi ka magaling sa ganyan. Ano na lang, bibili na lang ako ng back scratcher. Mm-hmm.
Or ano, totoo. Yung bigay mo sa akin yung back scratcher. Yun ang gagana.
I can, oh, God!
I can use implements. I can use implements.
I can't look at you.
Oh, pag may implements.
I am getting visual.
Kaya ko.
Oh, help. Help.
Parang nana, novelty. So, there you go. We've got two more batches of the top 10. Friends with Benefits 101. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
We'll
mag-sample tayo sa Facebook Live.
No. Facebook.com/RX931. Twitch TV and YouTube Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today, and we are live on Facebook.
That's right, we're on facebook.com/RX931. Rating for you, Chico,
yes,
to appear. But we also have our birthday boy, Marky Strum, joining us today. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Oh my gosh.
Happy
thank you so much.
Birthday. Mr. President.
The greeting nobody asked for, Chico.
Say hi to Team Aqua here in Boracay. Thank you so much for a fabulous birthday.
Oh, we've been seeing your stories. My gosh, you're so jealous.
So nice. Check out this resort. Beautiful. It's so beautiful. Oh my gosh.
I want.
Perfect birthday celebration.
Yeah. So ano, may ano ba? Ulit, ano ba yung aking
may ano?
Breathy version of like, happy birthday, Mr. Marky Strum. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Sabi nila mag-birthday blending na daw tayo. Now's her chance. Kasi...
Are you sure?
Sabi nila, parang ano eh, parang wala nang ano, wala nang problema sa blending. Are you sure?
Mamaya, malaman natin.
We don't
wanna
let them down. Oo nga eh. Parang ano, nakaka-pressure kasi you're expecting perfection.
I know, right? Nakakahiya at singer pa naman yung nagse-celebrate.
Oo nga eh. Grabe.
Tsaka nakakainis.
Say hi to Drew.
Ano?
The Morning Rush.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. I feel so bad for not there in the studio with masks on.
I know, right? Yeah. And talagang celeb na celeb, oh, naka-shades.
I know. Nakakainis. Like, oh my God.
Of course.
I want your
course. Kailangan may pa-shades. Kasi
naka-shades
nasa beach naman ako.
Sige na nga, fine.
And then, saka ang ganda nung, ano, ang ganda nung nakikita sa shades niya, yung reflection, palm trees.
Mm-hmm. Ay,
diba?
Sino yung nakita ko dun sa reflection? Gumawa ng story.
Meron ba?
Wala.
Hala.
Sa reflection mo ba hahanapin? Talaga.
Diba?
Nako, baka nandyan lang sa paligid-ligid.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. It is your birthday. So, yung top 10 for today, parang may mga nagtatanong nga, ito na ba yung birthday topic? Inspired by the birthday celebrant ba itong
sobra,
topic?
Hindi ah. Eh kasi, di ba, wala pa naman si Marky.
Pag kasi nga, oo. Pag
nag-join ka, that's when we'll do your birthday. Pero,
okay, let's do it.
The topic is not about you. Kasi our topic is...
Oh, no worries.
Our topic is hashtag Friends with Benefits 101.
Perfect. That's my topic.
Oo, diba? So, yun.
Ano, subtle. Parang ano lang to? Warm-up na birthday topic.
Warm-up.
Yes. I believe in the saying, wag na magrelasyon.
Friends with benefits na lang.
Eh, parang ano? Parang sabi natin, warm up, eh, mukhang nagiinit na si Mark. Dahil nasa beach siya, di ba?
So, oo, yeah.
So, here we go. Let's thank Kyle Yanis for the topic. Let's start off at number 10 from Carlos Laron. Friends with benefits, 101. Ang kiligin, talo. Well, sa akin, kilig allowed.
Kilig allowed, pero parang ano na yun eh. Well, parang medyo, yun, parang warm up na yun to falling for your friend with benefits.
You think? Hindi ba parang kinikilig ka lang naman? What if kasi, what if they're hot? Oh,
hindi I think, kasi, iba yung the L word versus kilig eh.
Love?
Lost.
Okay, fine.
Lost.
Okay.
Lost. Hindi, baka kasi yung lost sa kilig, pag sinabi mo kasing kilig, it's mas malapit sa love. Diba? Mm. Pag lost kasi,
yeah,
body parts lang yung kinikilig, hindi yung puso mo,
yung
diba?
Ano? Eh, ano yung mga nakita nung, ano yung naramdaman ng mga followers ni Marky? For example, nung nag-post siya dun sa nakatayo siya sa mga batuhan na naka-brips lang. Diba?
Well,
ano? Ano yung naramdaman nila nun, Hazel?
Ano naramdaman ng co-host? Ang tanong.
Sabi ko, ano?
Nila o natin?
Sabi mo, ay ano, may batuhan.
Ang ganda ng mga bato. Ang ganda ng isla.
Is there?
Ang ganda ng tubig.
Is that a rock or are you just glad to see me?
Oh, di ba? Pwede rin palang i-nickname kay Marky yun eh.
Eh, alam mo, ikaw tumigil ka na. Sa'yo na yun. Wag mo nang i-attempt na ipataw sa iba.
Hindi, sabi ko nga, oh, look, it's a photo of Marky and myself.
Yes, Marky. Exactly.
Oh, ano ba to?
Number 9 from the Super Malas Guy. Friends with Benefits 101. Mag-practice, mag-bihis ng damit in 5 seconds in case may paparating or may biglang kumatok ng pinto.
Ay, pang-movie.
Pang-movie.
Have diba? You ever experienced that? Yung parang, oh my gosh, where's my underwear? Where's my ganyan?
No.
Ang bilis ng denial mo, parang I'm very suspicious.
Alam mo, be suspicious dun sa mga co-host na antagal sumagot.
Pretending not to hear the question. Uh-uh. Walking along the beach. Alam mo yung parang,
nooni, nooni, nooni.
Wala akong narinig. Sorry, it's bad signal here. Can't really hear anything.
And number 8 from Puchoy Choi. Understand that the benefit is only a variable. You can go on with or without it. Don't do anything that will compromise your friendship. So basically what he's saying is, priority mo yung friends part ng friends with benefits. So the benefits, it's just a side thing. Dapat without it, you can still be friends.
That's actually pretty cool, no? Pag kaya nyo, if you're capable.
Kung kaya nyo.
But di ba benefits aren't exactly just like, let's just say physical?
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Right? You can have benefits that involve just being with each other, hanging out, having someone to talk to.
Cuddling.
Pero kasi possibly. Dapat ano eh, dapat kasi... Dapat kasi... Ako kasi may friend ako. May friend ako. Oo. I forgot kung okay. Sino. Pero parang ganun nga daw.
Si Schmarky. Si Schmarky ba to? Si Schwarky? Si Sparky? Sparky!
Basta. Si Schwarzenegger.
Schwarksy. Hello. Number 7 from Wildfire. Basic requirements ng kotse. Dapat super dark tint, leather seats, at madaming tissue.
Tsaka yung ano, dapat may nalangisan yung recliner para mabilis mo.
Tsaka hindi squeaky.
hindi squeaky. Uh-oh.
And number 6 from JR Keita. Friends with Benefits 101. Siya yung magiging trial boyfriend mo kung gusto mo na at kaya mo nang magjowa. So kumbaga, I wonder if merong ganun, no? Yung parang, okay, we start off as friends with benefits. No strings attached. Tapos, yun, nag-graduate.
Well, that's kind of nice. That's I mean, nice. If it, if you're both open to it, I don't see a problem, diba?
Nawala na si Mark.
Nawala siya. Baka nawala na signal. Pero yeah, if you're open to it, why not?
Diba? Parang it's a nice, at least.
And you're comfortable already.
You are.
So, diba?
You
the
are.
Intimacy part, at least medyo, you're done with like the feeling around stage.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun?
Mm-hmm. Kasi diba, para at least, you're already there.
Yeah.
Practically
you've
there.
You've seen each other naked.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Now you can be emotionally naked.
Naked too.
With each other.
That's true.
Why not?
Magkaiba yun na. For some people, it's harder to be emotionally naked than physically naked. Number five, coming from Archer Aguilar. Friends with Benefits 101. Ano? Sabay tayo mag-breakfast? Hindi. Umuwi ka tonight. So,
grabe naman.
Ang harsh naman. Breakfast
ano,
lang naman.
Ano, pinaboy, chinupi.
Oh.
Chinupi!
Natakot ako, Hazel.
Ayaw ko sa'yo, Chico.
I got so scared.
Chinupi!
Stop!
Get out of
stop
here!
Stop saying it!
Ayaw mo yun.
Who says chinupi? I mean, it's like, who says that?
Hindi ba chinupi? Isn't that a word? Isn't that a... Si Juice Blanco, tingnan mo yung comment.
Ano nasa?
Chinupi after...
Grabe kayo. Chinupi kasi. Anong chinupi? Ay, naku.
Diba pag chupi, like, get out of here.
Who says chupi? When somebody, like, scram. I don't know.
Chupi.
Chupi.
Ayoko.
Grabe. Heart attack, Hazel. Promise.
Akala mo kasi, ano, chinup-chup. Like, kinis-kiss. Ganun.
Soup. Chup, excuse chup. Me. Soup. Soup.
Pangit no. Chup, chup.
Soup, soup. That's parang, how you say it.
Sige, fine.
Shamsi.
Soup, soup.
Soup,
soup.
Soup, also, number four, coming from Legal Millennial, Friends with Benefits 101, just follow the cardinal rule. When in doubt, pull out. Of the relationship. You know, because it is, to a degree, it is a relationship. So pull out of it so that you don't have to...
You don't have to stay.
No, you don't.
You don't have to deal with the repercussions after.
Right? And also, number three from Juice Blank, bawal bumili ng puppy together. Oo naman. That's already for jowa. Kasi diba that's like yung... Parang it's your first... baby together.
Oh,
when you buy a puppy, parang it's almost like a practice for when you have your own like human babies.
Yeah, that's true. Ang cute cute sa Love Island Australia season 3 that I'm almost done watching.
Yeah.
Yung ilang yung parang ano na final 3 or 4 couples na lang yung natitira. Parang binigyan nila sila ng puppies for the day. To take care of, to see, like, you know,
kung
gana sila ka, okay, as couples, na they can actually be responsible for a pet, right?
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, sobrang cute ng mga puppies.
I would do so well with that challenge.
Pero alam mo yung merong isa na parang, yeah, I don't think she's ready to, to have that kind of responsibility. Meron agad na ano, nahuli na, alam mo yun, walang kwenta.
The danger, though, is for me, if let's say I was part of a dating game show.
Mm.
Tapos ganun yung challenge. Feeling ko, mawawala na yung attention ko dun sa mga dinedate ko. Kasi I just
yung puppies.
So, it would be all about the puppy. I wouldn't be talking to anyone anymore because I'd be so busy, you know, fussing over the puppy.
And feeling ko, ano ka, masisipangs ka sobra like once they take the puppies away.
Oh.
Kasi hindi sa'yo eh. Noong una, they were like, are these ours? Like, can we keep them? But then apparently, you know, they were just there for a little bit and then you're gonna have to set them free. Papalabasin mo na sila ng halls.
I can't.
But I don't know about... Hindi ba pwedeng parang ano, gawin mo na lang ninong nung pet mo yung friend with benefits mo? Or ninang? Alam mo yun? Parang you can allow them to help you with your pet, but
with your
hindi like official co-owner.
Not official co-owner.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, at least it's clear that it's okay. It's my puppy. You can
touch my puppies.
You can touch. Okay. How many times have you used that IRL? Tell me.
Tapos wala naman ako aso.
Oh, wala ka naman aso. You can pet them and smush them.
Do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. And number two from 7070, Friends with Benefits 101. Pwede lahat. SSS, Transportation Allowance, Meal Allowance, GSIS. Wag lang pag-ibig. That's one benefit.
Yeah.
And the top, Friends with Benefits 101, comes from Loki Fangirl.
Loki Fangirl says,
merong terms of agreement, pero walang terms of endearment.
Ay,
so,
okay.
You know, let's clear it out. Let's make sure that we know what's allowed and not allowed.
Uh-oh.
But,
pwede tayong may kontrata, pero walang
wala tayong mga babe, mga sweetie,
mga
honey
buko pie,
cream pie. Well, I mean, you know, you can always buy.
I mean,
like, you can always buy. Diba? Sa mga pastry shops.
Walang waffles.
Walang,
diba? Ay, nawala si waffles eh.
Sayang, wala si
nawala
waffles.
Nawala yung ano eh, connection.
Oo nga eh.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. We have one more batch, but we'll be playing a couple of songs at the RX booth. But we will stay on Facebook Live.
That we will. So if you're not there yet, please join us. Facebook.com/RX931. Twitch TV and YouTube Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
All right, Monster RX 93.1. Time for Top 10 for today. And of course, we just played Pap or Palpa on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So always make it a point that, you know, to check us out when we do that.
And, yeah, even if you didn't get to catch it, don't worry, because you can still watch the video on YouTube or our Facebook page, because the video stays there. Facebook.com/RX931. Just some quick greets before we
yes,
do
please.
The top 10. Hello to Rice Rice Baby. Also, good morning to AC, who says Emma McKee for a rom-com from Sex Ed.
Oh, yeah.
But has she starred in one already?
Not
or like you, maybe my wrong. Potential is what he means by this.
I think so. She looks very much like Margot Robbie.
Oh.
It's so easy to like, if you see her, you would think you were watching Margot Robbie.
Oh, okay.
Until you realize, it's not Margot.
It's not. Yeah. Victoriano also says hello. And fellas, yo.
What?
Hindi ba?
Kanina ka pa.
Yo! Yo, fellas!
Hey, fellas!
Love me here saying yo!
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 Yan, di ba?
I cannot believe!
Okay. Nadali siya dun, no? Nadali siya dun.
Speaking of Nadal, Nadal lost to Taylor Fritz. Mm. Indian Wells final. So congratulations, Taylor Fritz. Nadal's first loss in 2022. Wow.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Parang may, parang ang ano nung energy mo dun.
Parang na-excite na nanalo si Taylor Fritz.
Medyo.
Uh-uh.
Good for you, Taylor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
One of the few that I follow on Instagram.
Pero hindi ka naman nanonood ng match niya. Kaya parang mapapaisip ko minsan, bakit yung pinafollow?
Tagal ko nang pinafollow.
New series.
Hello, Marty. You're back. Birthday boy.
Oh, you're back. You're back.
I'm back. I'm back. Here's Heaven.
Hi.
Alejo. She's with us. And she is going to be doing a few movies.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Sana pabangan ninyo. Meron akong movie upcoming this year, Kuyan. And wait, eto na. And series upcoming. This year din po ilalabas. So, ayan. Also, may vlog po ako na nilabas. Please do watch it. And yeah.
Yo.
Yay.
This is Hello. My party friend here, si Heaven. We just met here and it's so much fun.
Sorry, yeah. Just wanted to say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Chico. Hi,
Hazel. Hello.
Next time, pag pwede na,
I know,
we'll
right?
invite you sa booth.
Yes. I know, right?
Kailan ako gigising,
gano'n.
If I can do it, you can do it
4
too.
4 a.m.
I can do it.
4 a.m. call time.
4 a.m. call time daw.
Oh my God. Mag-shades na lang ako habang kausap niyo, ha?
Yeah. Just like Marky. Okay. Naka-shades.
Exactly. So, you can, yeah, you can wear shades and then we will throw shade.
Okay.
All right. So,
thank you guys.
Thanks.
Thank
you. So she just came and said hi. All right.
So you disappeared. Where did you go off to?
I lost signal.
Actually, nagtatampo like na kami. Ang dami na naming sinabi kanina.
Ang dami naming theories.
Dami naming theories. Tapos sabi namin, sabi ni Chico, etong si Marky, akala ko, bakit ganon? Akala ko pa naman bros before host. So I told Chico, exactly, tayo yung host, kaya iniwan niya tayo.
Chico, alam mo na.
So, tayo yung host. So, pinagpalit tayo sa bros. Kawawa naman tayo.
Kawawa naman
to us. Kawawa naman.
My daily host. How you doing?
Doing great. So, here we go. We've got our Marky's birthday topic. Friends with Benefits 101. Thank you to Kyle Yanis for suggesting it. Let's start off at number 10 from Stanley Garcia. No special nickname sa contact info sa phone. Kasi diba it becomes more suspicious? Bakit may nickname pang iba?
Yeah.
But hindi na lang the name if that's really your friend, right? Why do you need to code their name on your phone?
Oo.
That makes it really suspicious.
Naka-assign pala sa speed dial mo eh, no? Okay. Bakit? Okay. Bakit naman ganun?
Okay.
Yeah, and, my gosh. You know what? That is true. Walang pet names.
Cannot be.
Ay, nako. Ay, nako. And number 9 from Puchoy Choi. I invoke my right to remain silent. My right against self-incrimination. Ayaw na lang niya magsila.
Ayaw na lang niya mag-talk.
Ayaw na lang niya mag-talk. Number 7 from Gambit Gab. Kapag hindi available si friend, walang tampuhan at suyuan na magaganap. Dapat nga, diba,
that is
low,
true.
Dapat nga, diba, low stress to.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the reason you got into it is, you know, let's just not make it any more complicated.
And the reason that it's not a full-blown relationship is because it isn't a full-blown relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're probably either not ready to be in a relationship or you don't see them as someone you want to be in a relationship with.
Right? Ganun exactly. Lang naman yun. And number 7 from Lock on Stratos. Friends with Benefits 101, bawal mag-set ng anniversary kahit for fun lang. You're playing with fire.
Oh. Oh, don't.
Diba? I'm hyperventilating. It's a dog.
It's a dog.
Shiba Inu.
Yo.
Oh my God. I
love you.
Now I want to go back
boy.
To Japan.
Such a cute. Hello, little baby boy.
Beautiful.
His name is Mari.
I'm sorry.
Hello, oh my God. Mari. Nata tayo nagbe-baby to. I can't.
Hello, Mari boy.
It's a little baby boy.
Ay, little
and number 6 from the Super Malice Guy.
Hello.
Sa isang FWB, hindi uso ang mga base-base. Wala na, home run agad.
Eh, wala na. Ano, take it slow? Ano pa, di ba? Why?
Why would you do that?
We all know what you're here for.
Number 5 from Archer Aguilar. The friends part should be legit. Pag kundi, wala. E di hook up or gamitan lang ang tawag dun.
True.
Let's
dapat
not forget
parang,
that.
Ano, dapat parang you're able to also hang out minus all that stuff.
Yeah.
Di ba?
Number 4 from Nero. No gift giving. Especially on special days like Christmas and especially not on Valentine's.
Ah, okay. Eh, iba nga may kilala ako. In general, no gift giving. Del creeps.
Uh-oh.
Wait, unless your love language is giving gifts.
Hindi nga, bakit nga may love language?
Diba, oo, dapat nga, kasi, ano lang, diba?
Dapat nga fun lang.
But love language is even for friends, though.
Oh, well, that is true, though. That's true, though.
Right?
I agree.
It's not just for significant others. Like, if you have a love language, you like to be touched, well, and hugged by friends, then you hug them.
That's true.
Siguro, if you like giving gifts, you give gifts.
Siguro wag lang yung special. Alam
oo
mo
nga,
yun?
Dapat parang, ano lang.
Dapat
yun?
Generic for all friends. Kunyari, lahat
dapat yung chill lang.
Din. Oo.
Actually, no. Dapat hindi masyadong career. Kasi pag career, parang, eh, bakit sobra namang special nito?
Correct.
Number 3 from Camilo. Certain topics should be discussed at appropriate places. No life plans and love life discussions inside the bedroom. Mamaya, isipin ko pa, parte na ako sa mga plano mo.
Like, I don't wanna hear about it. I don't wanna hear that stuff.
Laka lalo na kung parang you're part of the plans. Like, wait a minute, why am I part of these plans?
Oh, yeah, that's not good. Mm. You don't want that.
Number 2 from Say, stop being sweet, nice, and acting like we're together. Stick to the rules.
Ba't ganun yung tono?
Bebe, oh,
delivery.
Why are you doing? Why are you so sweet? Why are you treating me like a princess?
Wait, I have a question from Chico, who is in a, obviously in a serious relationship. Before it became a serious relationship, did that thought cross your mind that Baby Whale was gonna be a friend with benefits?
Oh. No, because we weren't friends before we met. Gets. Kasi kung kunyari, nakilala ko na siya before, I would understand, but we didn't meet ever as friends. Nung nakilala ko siya kasi, parang...
Benefit agad. Parang, gusto mo.
Yeah. Nung nakilala mo siya, hinarvest mo siya sa farm.
Well, I am a magsasaka. So,
yeah, you are such a magsasaka.
You're like, let me make a raro. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm good at ano ah, soccer-ing.
You're good at mugs of socking.
Marky! Stop!
Sorry, I don't speak Tagalog very well.
Stop!
So let's say, hinarvest mo si Baby Whale habang si Baby Whale yung nag-aararo sa farm?
It's kasi not farm an actual siya. Farm.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, note that.
So sa akin, parang wala naman kasing, alam
friendship
mo yun, parang
before,
friendship stage. Nung nakilala ko siya, parang,
G ka na eh.
Matic love of my life, ganun. Oo, automatic na yun, automatic.
Okay.
And the top, Friends with Benefits 101, comes from Jimin's Girl.
Jimin's Girl says,
this is very, very important. Don't you ever become FWB with someone you already have feelings for. Just don't.
Yes. Yung parang iba kasi parang, because I'm into this person and I want to experience them, it doesn't matter what they can give me. If they can only give me FWB, that type of relationship, I'll take it. Even if I'm in love.
Yeah. Not called playing with fire.
Even kasi, if it's all... Even if I know na yun lang ang gusto nila sa...
Yes. Yes. Oh, na. That is so dangerous.
Unless you feel like there might be a future, that there could be
pwede
a future...
Pwede rin naman. Pwede rin naman.
Yeah. So, maybe in the beginning it's friends with benefits because you're testing the waters, checking to see if it's okay to be in a relationship in the future. And then maybe it will turn into one. Maybe it won't.
I think when
but
you're
that's
younger...
that's what friends or benefits are for.
I think when you're younger, you have that idea in your head na... You can go from one to another. Na parang you can go from friends with benefits to a relationship. In your head na, it's a natural progression. And I mean, when you're younger, you're super idealistic kasi when it comes to love and stuff. So, you feel like, sige, I'll just do this. But, you know, it's only for now. But eventually, he'll want me for me. And he'll want to be in a relationship with me. Which doesn't always work. Majority of the time, probably, hindi ganun yung ending. So, don't kid yourself.
Okay, so what about us? We have to answer this.
Wait, kasi dapat last akong... yung birthday boy. Kasi wala namang yung sa atin. Parang in theory lang.
Ako rin eh. Oh, I've never been in one. So I don't even know what the rules are. Ako siguro ano lang. I don't know. Siguro, No wedding on the first date?
Ano ba?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Kasi talaga sa akin, even the idea of hooking up with someone, for me, there is that promise of like a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, that's really my thing. I can't really see it as a... I mean, yes, I can enjoy the physicality of it and like be like, woo-hoo, this is so much fun. But deep inside, there's a part of me na, ano, papagawa ko na ba yung traje de boda? Because it's like...
Ready for the next
ready
step
na
play.
Eh. Oh, tsaka nandun yung fantasy lagi. I mean, obviously, if I find you attractive, I would probably like, yeah, it's, you know, the driving force is the physical stuff. But there's really a part of me that's like, what if it's like forever? I mean, that's how I used to work talaga.
Masyado ka talaga.
Even when I was single, I'm really just such a romantic, a hopeless romantic.
For me, ano, Friends with Benefits 101, it's actually quite the opposite. Kasi diba ang daming entries na parang you can't be special, like you have to be very business-like when it comes to dealing with your friend with benefits. In my case, if I were to get into something like that, I would want the landian part. I would want the, alam mo yon, like the banter. It can't be just your body, my body, let's go. It can't be like that. Yeah. There has to be some sort of, even if it's not an emotional connection, a mental connection at the very least. Like, it can't just be physical. I can't do the, it's only physical, period. I can't do that. It has to be physical and mental. Kahit sige, set aside na emotional siguro since pang relationship na yun pag ganun. So, that would be my rule.
Okay, okay.
Huh. I've never really experienced Friends with Benefits.
Ay, uwi na tayo pag ganyan yung mga ano.
Ay, lokohan na to eh. Lokohan, alam mo kung lokohan rin
na. I don't know what that is.
Alam mo, wag na.
I found out what it was today. I was like, what? Friends with what? Benefits?
Ano, pagbibigyan ba natin ito dahil birthday niya?
Sige na nga.
So if you were,
I'd go there. No, I'm just kidding. Essentially, for me, when it comes to Friends with Benefits, friendships, it's very important to be honest.
That's true.
With each other. In, you know, like, don't lead the person on. Don't make them think that there is a chance if there is no chance. But if you think that there might be a chance to go into something more than just a friend with benefits situation, then also make them feel that. And also let them know that, if you're willing to wait, I'm here.
Oh. Yung wait
you can
ba
leave
may
if
ano?
You want. You can stay if you want. You can enjoy your life if you want. But in the end of the day, if you want to wait out and see if there is a future, then let's keep this going.
Parang yung waiting sana may ano no, may konting time frame. Yung parang wait lang, like, 'di ba? Parang pag bumili ka ng ano, ng chicken, 'di ba? Parang willing to wait 20 minutes. Sabi, medyo merong konting ano.
'Di ba parang willing to wait 20 years?
No, but that's the thing. You have to be so honest to them. Like if you're willing to wait, then wait. But if you're not, I'll set you free. You can go do whatever you want to do. And in the end of the day, you're not even in a relationship, so they can go anytime they want to go.
Tsaka ang hirap kasi you can give them like a time frame if you have a time frame.
Pero kung hindi mo alam,
most people don't have a time frame. They can't just say, oh, sige, I'll be ready in 5 years. Okay, I'll be ready in 10 years. I mean, let's face it, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know when you'll be ready, so... Yeah, I guess. All right, so
ano, sa mga birthdays nyo, si Hazel, PBA players I've dated, tapos kay Chico, ano, hashtag.
Hi!
Landian sa Eastwood.
Ano
yung mga hashtag
nyo
sa birthday nyo?
Hashtag, guests that I would date.
Guess that I would date. guess that I would friends with benefits. Oh.
Ah. Pwede ba yun? Pwede ba yung ganon? Sige na. Babay na, ha? Kasi... Delix, parang, I don't like where this is going. So.
Yes, exactly. And then I know the best Graham mango, super sarap, why? That I'll bring to our ano.
Bigyan mo naman
to your
ako,
birthday celebration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
Sige.
Ang sarap ng Graham mango kaya. Super.
I'm sure.
Malinamnam. Oo.
Tugs.
Alam mo.
And on that note, let us wrap this up. It's 10:13. This time check is brought to you by Lazada. Epic 10th birthday sale from March 27 to 29. Thanks for tuning into The Morning Rush. We'll have Marquis' birthday episode
happy
when
birthday.
He makes it to the booth.
Happy
we'll
birthday.
Schedule that. But happy birthday, Marquis! Woo,
wala ka bang ano birthday message before you leave? Naka-mute.
Naka-mute ka.
You know what? Thank you all so much. I love the Rushers. So, literally, I haven't been there every single day since I got a little bit busy. But almost four years now with you guys. And I'm just so, so thankful to The Morning Rush and, of course, to RX93.1 for everything that they do for us. And, of course, we love to entertain. And that is our job. And we're just so thankful to be here every single day. And I'm here thankful to be here as much as I can, talking to both of you guys. It's therapy. So
right.
Thank you for
happy birthday.
My morning
happy
therapy.
Birthday,
we love you.
Guys.
All right, we'll leave you guys with this track from Keanu V. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, and we'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 10 in the morning on The Morning Rush.
Bye.
The Morning Rush, top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app, twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube, only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX 93.1.